From the United States, for the Armed Forces of the United Nations, the Special Service Division of the War Department presents a delayed broadcast of one of America's most popular radio programs, The Red Skelton Show.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Say, Red, I saw a motorcycle cop chasing you yesterday. Did he give you a ticket?
Yeah, but I almost talked him out of it when suddenly he decided to put his foot on the running board.
But, Red, your car hasn't got any running board.
Nope, and the cop hasn't got any teeth either. But he let me go because I promised to sell some tickets for the 9th annual policeman show here in Los Angeles.
Yeah? Red, say, I've seen you hanging around the police quite a bit. Are you a deputy?
No.
Well, what's that badge you wear?
Well, I got that at the Palladium. It says, don't dance with this man. His big toes grabs your ankles.
Hello, anybody?
Yeah. Well, Ozzie Nelson.
Say, Ozzie, were you at the Palladium policeman show last year?
Oh, sure. And you should have seen the policeman's daughter I was with.
Pretty, huh?
Yeah, the only trouble was she was bald-headed.
You know, I like the dancing girl in the show.
Are you a good dancer?
Oh, sure. You should see me do the bunny hug.
Red, nobody does the bunny hug anymore.
I do. I got rabbit's feet.
Hi, Red.
Huh?
Say, I understand you're selling tickets to the policeman's show, huh?
Yeah, I've sold quite a few already, I keep telling the judge.
Say, Red, is it true that all cops have big feet?
I don't know, but I've seen the cop on our beat.
How about his feet? Are they big?
Well, did you ever see the Boulder Dam?
Yes.
Yeah, well, if Murphy stands on it, you don't. Say, did I ever tell you about the time some robbers got into my house?
No, Red, tell us about your uncle.
Well... Well, I heard a noise, see, so I went to the head of the stairs and I said, who's there?
What happened?
Well, a voice came back and says, nobody except us robbers. So I says, fine, nobody's up here except us goose pimples.
Well, didn't the cops arrive, Red?
Yeah, but the robbers are already gone, so the cops arrested me.
Arrested you? What for?
Well, I was wearing... I was wearing a chartreuse. I knew I shouldn't have tried that word. I was wearing a cerise pajamas. I was wearing cerise pajamas with maroon bottoms, and the cop says anybody wears an outfit like that must be breaking some kind of law.
On study, his mind was always in the sky. When he grew up, he left his buddy, and Johnny learned how to fly.
And they still call him Johnny Zero, and all the pilots proudly say,
Johnny got a zero, he got another zero.
Johnny got a zero today.
Johnny Zero is a hero today. Johnny got a zero, he got another zero.
Johnny got a zero, he got another zero.
Subject are we going to satire tonight?
Well, now that money's flowing around again, I think we should show some of the new rackets that have sprung up and how easy it is to be swindled. Did you ever see those pitchmen on 42nd Street in New York? They sell things on street corners. They can sell anything to anybody, any place. I met a couple while I was there. Well, look who's here, old Rancidite McDougal.
I'm Mickey the Rat. Where you been for the past year?
Oh, here and there, hither and yon, to and fro, back and forth.
What you been doing, Mickey?
Take a gander at me peddler's back, will you?
Oh, gee, gold letters yet.
Yeah.
Hey, I can't make it out. What's it say?
Well, I was going to call your attention to the old English letters.
Old English? What's that?
Well, that's like some of the regular letters, only but with a nervous breakdown.
Gee, it's like old times seeing you, Mickey.
Yeah.
I'm glad you ain't gone hi-hat.
Not me. Once the sidewalk merchant, always a sidewalk merchant.
Say, do you think you could still sell to the lowbrows?
Well, let's step into the doorway here and we'll make a little pitch.
Boy, this is something. A big shot working the old street again. It's like a big star making a personal appearance at Minsky's or something.
I understand that Minsky can't even make an appearance at Minsky's anymore.
No, it's them politicians. You know, they're cleaning up the town, trying to give the people clean entertainment.
Did you hear what happened over at the Paramount? The curtain went up, the actors didn't get out on the stage quick enough, and they got fined $50.
What for?
They said the bare stage was a little too suggestive.
Say, Mickey, the crowd is getting thick here.
Yeah.
Shall we dispose of a few choice
articles? Yeah, open up the kit. You buy the first thing, you know. Make it interested for the rest of the crowd.
Oh, okay.
Sure. All right, now, ladies and gentlemen, if you'll step in a little closer so that we don't block the sidewalk. I have something here absolutely free. Step back. Let those servicemen in, will you, please? Now, this is free, mind you. I ain't trying to sell you nothing.
It's free? What is it?
You're a little young, ain't you, brother? Step back. Let those servicemen in, will you, please? Don't push that lady, mister. It might be somebody's wife.
She's my wife.
That's what I said. Push her face in. Now, before I start giving away this valuable little article, I'd like to remind you that in sometimes crowds of this kind, pickpockets are found. So if you keep your hands on anything that's worthwhile, straighten up, brother. Nobody's going to steal your shoes. Now, this cigarette case is genuine 14-karat solid gold nickel-plated tin. Not only is it a cigarette case, but a combination cigarette lighter with an extra thumb.
What's that for?
To strike the match on, stupid. Now, on top, you find a bottle opener, a fingernail clip, and a compartment for old razor blades. Now comes the novelty part of this little masterpiece of craftsmanship. On one thin end of the thing, you find a small hole. Now, no one would ever suspect that it's there. Yet, when you hold it up to the light, it becomes very pleasing to the eye. step right up here, brother. Take a look. What do you see?
Gee.
Need I say more? Now, we're not allowed to sell this little article, so I'm giving them away absolutely free. With each one of these Idaho potato peelers, which sells for $1. Step back. Let those servicemen in, will you, please?
Hey, Jesus, the cops.
The cops? Friends, I'm sorry to say, but the lease on this doorway has expired. You servicemen, step back. Let us civilians out, will you, please?
You must remember this. A kiss is still a kiss. A sigh is just a sigh. The fundamental things apply as time goes by. And when two lovers woo, they still say I love you. On that you can rely. No matter what the future brings as time goes by. Moonlight and love songs never out of date. Hearts full of passion, jealousy and hate. Woman needs man, and man must have his mate. On that you can rely. It's still the same old story, a fight for love and glory, a case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers as time goes by.
Have you ever noticed the strange things that happen to married couples as time goes by? For instance, the couple next door. Do you recall the year we met each other, dear?
Yes, I was 17 and shy.
17, you say, and shy. You were shy about 5 years as time went by.
Oh, come on now. You know that's not true. I remember my first quarrel with you.
Yeah, you got mad and you threw a clock right at my eye.
I think I missed you too, darn it.
Oh, yeah. I was much too quick. I ducked as the time went by.
Well, of course, my marksmanship improved later.
You're not kidding. Of course, we've had quarrels.
Oh, like a little lover's spat.
Oh, yeah, like the day you broke my arm. But what's a little thing like that?
Well, you had lipstick on your collar, and you couldn't find your hat.
Not my collar. It was my tie. It's still the same old story. A fight for love and glory. A case of do or die. The world will always welcome lovers. Ouch! As time goes by.
Here we have Clem, the fellow from the country. He's always falling for anything that's shady, especially a tree. Boy, what a beautiful day. The trees and the flowers and the sun's on the mountain. Why do I have to come along and spoil a landscape? Oh, I feel alive. I feel so alive. Uh-oh, get loaded. Fine-looking automobile. Come on.
Howdy, young fella.
Howdy.
Is this the road to Vulture's Rest?
Yes, sir. Paved all the way. A taxpayer's paid for it. But if that's where you're going, you better turn around. It's the other way.
No, no, no. Don't go away. I want you to meet someone. Mm-hmm. Hey, Duchess, wake up and get a load of the goon here.
Howdy, handsome. You live around here?
Yeah, I got a farm, only 10,000 acres. It's just a small plot, just 50 by 100.
Now, come now, bud. How could you get the 1,000 acres on a plot 50 by 100?
Oh, it's very easy. You just pile them up on top of each other. I see you got New York license plates on your car. I just got back from the city myself.
Oh, did you like it?
Yeah, they got the most wonderful invention up there called a taxi cab. You get in, take anywhere you want to go.
Well, sure, but you have to pay, don't you?
Pay?
Why, certainly.
I wonder if that's why them drivers kept beating my ears in on.
Hey, you're cute,
oh,
huh?
You say that.
No. I bet you can make your Adam's apple go up and down, can't you?
Not only up and down, but sideways and around my head 3 times. Watch, I'll show you a little trick.
Hey, that's enough. Stop it.
Yeah.
Why not?
The brakes don't work.
Say, Duchess.
Boy, I was really going there for a minute.
Now, you just settle down there for a minute, Bud. And Duchess, let's take this sucker for a few bucks.
Okay, say, are you married?
No.
You got a girl?
By God, a girl. By God, a girl. Been courting her for 9 years.
9 years? Well, why don't you marry her?
I don't know. Too much fun courting, I guess. No, I don't want to get married. I'm too young.
Well, then we've got just the thing for you.
What's
it's called Father Hate Me Oil.
Which is?
Well, I'll tell you, it's very simple. It's an oil that you put on like perfume, see?
Yes.
And her father gets a whiff of it, and from then on, he hates you.
Oh, no, brother. He hates me enough as it is. Well, what about my girl? Does she hate me, too?
Oh, no, no. It works the opposite with her. She'll like you even more. It'll make you irresistible.
Oh, I've always wanted to be that way.
Well, I don't want to waste your time. If you want her father to make you merrier, it's okay with me.
Well, how much is it?
$50 a bottle.
$50 a bottle? What's it made out of? 6-hour passes? Hey, you better pull over. You're blocking the road there. Oh, pipe down, you old crummy, you.
Pipe clam!
We'll be the... You know, you came along just in time, DJ. This sharp character here is trying to cut his way into my pocket.
You better save your money, Clem.
Why?
Well, my pappy will explain why in words of one syllable and a shotgun.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, he told me if we don't get married, he's going to blow your brain out.
He's going to have to be a pretty good shot, brother. Boy, my head will be full of holes before he finds it. I'll tell you that.
Don't you really want to get married, Clem?
Sure, I want to die someday, too, but not now.
Well, I guess it's no sale, so we'll be on our
now,
way.
Now, wait a minute. I'll buy it. Wait till I get the money out of my shoes.
Okay.
You ain't got no shoes on.
I know, but I got zippers on my toes. There you are. $50.
$50? Why, Clem, you was going to buy a new plow with that money.
Yeah, looks like my fingernails will have to hold out another season, don't they?
Okay, bud, here's your magic oil. So long.
Okay. Well, now I'm all set. You'll love me, but your father will never let me marry you because this will make him hate me this time.
Oh, Queen, that feller played you for a chump.
What?
He charged you $50 for something that's nothing. Look, this is Sylvan Simon hair oil.
Well, come on, let's catch up with him. I'll show him he can't fool an old cadiddle hopper. Hop in the car. I'll drive. Oh, come on, car, faster. Faster. Oh, come on, car, faster. Are we gaining on them, Daisy Jones?
I don't think so, Clem. We're in reverse.
Lady and her little boy. It's pretty hard to hoodwink these two, especially when Junior had his big ears open. So, Harriet, you be my mother,
and I'll be the mean widow G-man.
Hey, Mummy, Mummy.
Yes, Junior?
If I were to lay down in a mud puddle, would I catch me death of cold?
You certainly would.
Well, I didn't.
Oh, good heavens, look at you. Junior, why do you do such things?
Well, I don't know.
30 million kids in this country. Honestly, 30 million kids in this country, and I have to get you.
Quite a mess, ain't I?
Yes, you are. You're such a cute little baby, too.
I was?
I can see you now, lying there with my foot in your mouth.
Boy, I bet you hate that stork, don't you, Mummy?
No.
Then why you go down to the zoo and throw rocks at the old bird?
Young man, you're sassy. You know what that means?
Yeah, spanking. You want the hairbrush? The stove lid's busted, you know.
Bend over. Okay. Now what do you say?
Hmm?
I said, now what do you say?
Sure is a nice day for it. Oh, Mummy, please, I'll be good. Don't whip me no more, I'll be good. Oh, please, don't whip me no more. I hope Betty Davis and Ida Lupino are listening. Boy, is I suffering.
Now, look, young man, you go up to your room and wash your face.
Okay. Hey, Mummy, is there soap upstairs?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I'll wash down there then. Oh, somebody at the door, I will go. I will take me with her feet and pitter-patter to the door.
Zoot toenails.
Hello.
Hello. Welcome to Murder, Incorporated. Hey, Mummy, look, there's a beer keg with legs on it.
Is your mother to home?
Hmm?
Is your mother to home?
Is my mother to home? You put them little old words anywhere, don't you? Yes, Mummy. Me, Mummy is to home, shall I call her? Oh, Mummy, dog.
Junior, who is that at the door?
I don't know. Some happy little blimp out here. Boy, he's already used up his 48 points. I can see that.
Junior, You mustn't make fun of people's size.
Oh, that's all right. I am a little fat.
Little fat.
I'm from the shipyard.
What are you, a dry dock?
Won't you come in?
Sure, all of you come in, please.
My name is Slim.
Boy, I'll bet the short they brought you got bow-legged, boy. I'll bet
I'm the man in charge of naming new boats.
You tell.
Oh?
Now, for a few dollars to cover research purposes, so that we don't have any two boats the same name,
do tell.
We allow you to name a boat.
Do tell.
You can even use your own name.
Do tell. Name it out for me. Name it out for me, Mummy.
Why? Do you think Stinker's a good name for a boat?
Well, you could use me middle name, Cutthroat. Boy, oh, boy. Hey, Pop said that you got an airplane name after you.
What?
Spitfire.
Well, how much would this cost?
Just $25.
Well, here we go again. There goes Pop's new teeth money. Why out the window?
Oh, well, he can stick to liquid.
Yeah, and if I know Pop pretty well, he'll do it, too.
Junior, You may go outside.
I may stay, too.
Outside.
Now, you let me stay or I will tell.
You'll tell what?
I'm going to tell everybody you used to be a chip girl in a gambling casino.
I was not.
Oh, no. Hey, Queenie, $5 worth of red and blue.
Okay, sucker, hurry back.
Junior!
Now, you get out of here, young
okay,
man.
Okay, don't hit me. I'll go over here and fetch this canary for a while. Boy, oh, boy.
Junior, don't stick your finger in that canary's cage.
Why not?
He might bite you and get poisoned or something.
Boy, is I bored. Nothing to do. I think I'll turn on the radio. I'll just press a little button here.
And with a large, sharp knife, he cut off her head. And threw her body into the boiling oil.
kid star.
Listen in again tomorrow. Will Uncle Harry strangle his wife?
Well?
Will Grandpa get pushed into the blazing furnace?
Yeah, that's the trouble with radio. No plot. Well, I got another station here.
So, friends, try Besco. It's healthy.
It is not.
It's made from whole wheat.
It is not.
It will make you big and strong.
Yeah, well, not.
It's the... Why are you heckling me?
Boy, there ain't nothing on this radio today. I'll try one more station.
This man is wanted by the police for swindling poor housewives out of their money.
That sounds
by
good.
Making them believe they will have their name on a boat.
Mummy, come here. Have you paid this man yet?
Why, no, dear. Mother's going to get it now.
Yeah, you're going to get it all right. Right in the neck. That's the way you're going to get it. Call the police. Ask for someone that don't know me, would you? I'll fix this guy here. Hello, Fatso. Like to see a junior commando trick?
Why, sure. What is it?
Well, it goes like this. Now, you stand on one foot.
Uh-huh.
Now, I give you a good kick in the shin.
Oh!
Now, I'll dive in your widow middle with me. Widow head. Boy, well upholstered, ain't you? Now, I will pull the rug you were standing on right from under you.
You're super right, Mommy boy.
Oh, what are you doing?
Well, that guy was trying to cheat you, Mommy.
Cheat me?
Sure, come in. Let him do the radio. Let him do the radio. I just.
So if a man comes up and tries to name a boat after you, call the police.
See?
But if a little fat man named Slim comes to your house, it's all right. Because he is the authorized agent for this company.
Just heard a delayed broadcast scheduled expressly at this time for the Armed Forces of the United Nations by the Special Service Division of the War Department of the United States of America.